Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jesse Stroop, mortgage professional. I hope you're doing well. I am giving you some information. It's brief for this week's rates in the mortgage industry, what interest rates are doing. And so I'm just going to go over this here with you guys real quick so you have a little something to start the week off. But with that said, mortgage rates are likely to continue to move up and down as the week progresses. We've been seeing this for the last 4 weeks. So on that aspect, there's nothing really new. I think the difference is that we're just going to see smaller adjustments, lender over lender. It depends on the lender that you go to, but you're not going to have huge swings with different lenders. Keep that in mind. So everybody's going to still be pretty small. You may see multiple adjustments from one lender to another, but maybe that's about it. So my suggestion for this, if you have a purchase or a refinance in process, you're probably going to want to stay in close contact with your mortgage loan officer and make sure that your loan officer is checking in interest rates on a daily basis, and depending on kind of when you are going to close. But in this kind of market, I would suggest if you like the rate, lock it and just lock it down so you don't have to worry about it, because you can see huge swings and lose the rate or get the same rate, but it becomes a significant cost. So specifically for the people that have refinances in the pipeline, you should see some interest rates in your favor this week. But again, I don't know how much. From what I've seen, you know, I guess it's going to depend on everything else that's happening in the marketplace. You know, if something is foreseen, or if somebody says something, a politician, or if we get more indication of other things happening, more unemployment, spikes of defaults, you may see kind of a different trend on interest rates as the week moves along. So that's pretty much it for purchases and refis. What's affecting REITs, rates this week is the Fed. So the Fed are still buying bonds. And this is called quantitative easing, and I think they're unlimited essentially, but they're doing a very controlled purchase. And what this is doing is it's helping to stabilize rates and keeping rates low. Now, keep in mind all of our indicators that kind of show us what rates are going to be doing. Those indicators are at a point where rates should be very low. But you got to keep in mind the investors are keeping interest rates high purposely until they can figure out what's going on with unemployment, these forbearances that the politicians said that they had the servicers do, and then they kind of set it and then went back and had to fix it. So there's still a lot of moving ground under our feet. The second big thing is unemployment. So huge amounts of borrowers are unable to make their mortgage payments, and it's causing investor concerns that this is just playing a role in basically stopping interest rates from falling even lower. Like I said a moment ago, the investors are purposely raising rates to control the flow of newbound applications coming in. There is a handful of reason why this is there's too much uncertainty in the market. They don't know how many foreclosures or forbearances are going to happen. We don't really have a full understanding of how many people are not going to be making their payments. So that's a really big concern with servicers. And then, of course, the virus that's going around, COVID-19, we're still dealing with that. And it's still very much on the plate, affecting a lot of the marketplace, housing, business, income, the whole works. So that's it for this week. Again, my name is Jesse. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to help you.